This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Inside the bag and first and down the line. Richick around third base on his way home. He'll score standing up. The ball gets away in right field from Loberfido. Isbell into second, and a ground ball dribbles inside the bag and gives the Royals a 3-2 lead in the 10th.
That is the Royals highlight that started the floodgates in the extra innings yesterday in Toronto. You are listening to 96.5 The Fan, KFNZ, FM and AM, HD1 and HD2 Kansas City, and Odyssey Sports Station. Here on a Monday, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, all with you. You're home for Kansas City sports as the Royals take 2 out of 3 in Toronto, where I guess the fans didn't really respect the Royals.
Bobby Witt, ass. Adam Frazier, ass.
Salvador Perez, ass.
Don't even know who started for the Royals, ass.
We're the best in the league, simple as that. We wake up, we piss excellence.
David Steiner is a future World Series MVP.
I love it.
It's Bobby Witt, ass. The Adam Frazier, ass.
Salvador Perez, ass.
Don't even know who started for the Royals, ass.
We're the best in the league, simple as that. We wake up, we piss excellence.
David Steiner is a future World Series MVP.
Yeah, I like it. That made me laugh. That's really funny right there.
Awesome.
So that's before the series started with Royals, and that kind of backfired. Ooh. I mean, it really did. If you're going to talk smack, you better make sure that it stands up, right? Like, you got to make sure that smack talk stands up right now.
Kinda
that like clearly didn't, right?
Like that UFC fighter I just showed the video of.
Yeah, jeez. I mean, talking bad about, you know, other teams because you don't know who the players are. That we could say that about all those guys on the Toronto Blue Jays as well, right? I mean, you could start naming guys, and I would just go ass. I don't know many of these people, right?
Yes.
That guy's ass. That guy's ass. That guy's ass. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. ass.
Well,
Dalton Biggio ass.
Well, he's actually,
or whatever. Dalton Varsho ass.
Bo Bichette
ass.
Mm. Max Scherzer
ass.
But no, that was the biggest win of the season.
Huge.
Series wise. Out of three against Toronto on the road against the best team in baseball, now tied with Detroit as the best team in baseball. But now you are 500.
Mm-hmm.
You're 3.5 games on the wild card. You continue to win. You're still winning 600. Your winning percentage right now since the All-Star break, 600 is what you have to do. You put yourself in this position. You have to keep winning. You're back to 500. You can start having those postseason conversations because there are only two teams in front of you. That is Cleveland and Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland will be going to the New York Mets on the road. You will be going to Boston. That game tonight in the Green Monster. Vern's On Deck show starts at 5:30 here on 96.5 The Fan. Be sure to catch Vern because if you win the pitch clock, you have a chance to go see the Nationals when they come in town. So there's James Wood as well as a player to be seen on that team to see the Royals if they can continue their winning ways. They'll play 3 in Boston. They'll play 3 in Minnesota this week. But a very good sign to see this weekend because you sent Waka, Cameron, and Lugo out there, which you would think, okay, if we thin those three guys out, they should be able to win 2 out of those 3 games. They did exactly that. You were led by your captain, your best baseball player on the planet in Bobby Witt Jr. And the additions that J.J. Piccolo made during the trade deadline also showed up as well, from Frazier to Yastrzemski to all these guys that played a very, very, very important series this weekend against Toronto in the Rogers Center. And now you go to Boston and kind of carry that momentum going with you.
And that's the thing. You've got to carry the momentum going forward, because if you give it back in Boston, then none of that matters up in Toronto. But now you're back to 500. Now you're a legitimate playoff contender. And we can have those conversations as long as you were 500 or better. And now you're starting to make up some ground and starting to see some teams kind of fall in front of you. Don't look now. The Yankees may be the next team to fall down in front of you. But you got to continue to take care of business. Boston, obviously, we know, playing some really good baseball right now. But the reason they won this weekend, number one, was Salvador Perez. That guy was magical this weekend. And I know there was a lot of people out there who believed he was washed. It was time to move on. Salvador Perez this, Salvador Perez that. Salvador Perez just had his second best month of his entire career in the month of July. This past July that we just finished was the second best offensive month of Salvador Perez, 11-year, 14-year, whatever year of career it's been, in Major League Baseball. He just had his second best offensive month ever. And since June, he's hit in 37 of the 51 games that the Royals have had. In the last 51 games, Salvador Perez has got a hit in 37 of them. That's why this team is winning right now, is because Salvador Perez is doing what we need Salvador Perez to do, and that's lead the way. Kyle Isbell is never going to get love on this team. No matter what he does, he's never going to be one of these guys that gets love. He's a big reason why the Royals won 2 out of 3 games in Toronto this weekend. He's always upstaged by Vinny and Salvi and Bob and whoever else is in the mix right there. Kyle Isbell has been an absolute superstar this year for this team, quietly just going out there and dominating. And then for me, Michael Wacha over the weekend, man, like that guy on Friday night gave you everything that you needed. And he's a big reason why the Royals won 2 out of 3 games, because he was a stud on Friday night. It would have been real easy. It was 1-0 pretty quick, wasn't it? Right out of the shoot, right? And it would have been real easy for everybody just to say, oh, here we go again. It's Toronto. Michael Wacha went out there and pitched like a madman on Friday night. And because of his pitching and because of Salvador Perez and then Kyle Isbell just being great all weekend long, here we sit taking 2 out of 3 from the best team, arguably, in all of the American League. And now it's on to Boston. Continue to do what you do. The best part of it is they're not afraid of anybody. They're going out there and beating people's ass right now.
Yeah. And Isbell had the big hit in extra innings with the ghost runner on second that I think Dick Vitale didn't know that was right. A thing.
Dick Vitale complaining about ghost runners this weekend. What year did he wake up in? Because this has been going on since 2020, Dick. Like, seriously, it's been going on since 2020. He's been complaining. He literally tweeted yesterday, did Dick Vitale, about how ghost runners are bad for the game. It's year 6.
Well, we know that our manager doesn't like it. He told us that. He goes, yeah, the ghost runner's kind of interesting. I'm like, well, we don't like 19-inning games, Q.
Right. I mean, every sport.
Not that you need a ghost runner on Sunday, but either way.
No, yeah. But I mean, it changes the game, and I love it. I think it's a lot of fun. And every sport has a way to change overtime to speed up the ending of the game. Like, they don't want these games to go on forever. The NFL, I mean, yeah, you got to score a touchdown. It used to be the first score wins to end it. Baseball's got your ghost runner. Hockey goes 4-on-4. Basketball's a 5-minute period, and we play to the end. Like, that's what we do in extra innings and extra time and in overtime in sports now. We change the rules because we don't want to be sitting here for 19 innings. I mean,
right.
What's the longest game you ever sat at?
I produced a game they played in Seattle, went 19 innings.
It did. Okay.
It started at 9:05.
Damn. Oh, my God.
I was over there. And then I did your guys' show the next morning.
No. Did you go home at all?
Yeah.
You did?
For about 2.5 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the couch was already occupied.
Right, yeah.
So I couldn't sleep there. But, yeah, there was a game that they played in Seattle, went 19 innings. It got over, I want to say, around like 2:15 in the morning.
It's more than 2 games.
Yeah, and then Vern did his post-game show till about 3:30. I went home. I think I went into the garage for a little bit, and then I was like, oh, I got to be back to do some audio cuts for Kling and Bob. I better get in there. Drove right back to the station.
I mean, that's ridiculous, man. That 19-inning game. See, nobody wants
on
that.
On the West Coast.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That makes it even worse. I mean, 19 innings at a noon game is one thing, but
yeah,
I mean,
still, that sucks.
But it does. That's it's terrible.
6 p.m. when it gets
over.
Yeah,
nobody wants that. Nobody wants to sit there for that long. So the Ghost Runners are great. Obviously, it was a big thing yesterday. The Ghost Runner, to me, just puts so much pressure on the pitcher. And I think if you're hitting first, you have such an advantage, right? Like, I think the advantage in extra innings now goes to the visiting team, like the Royals did yesterday. They put up 7. It was over for the most part.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Blue Jays, I know they got a couple and whatnot, but you're waving the white flag at 7-2. You're feeling defeated at that point in time. So I think hitting first with the Ghost Runner is the advantage right now. But I love it. All of a sudden, Dick Vitale complains. It's like me waking up this morning and going, yeah, 3-point line in basketball needs to go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.